asked Glenn Wednesday night if he could take the class because I wasn't going to be here. And then we didn't have class because of the bad weather, and I forgot to text him and ask him. And then about 9:30, we're on our way up to Westside, and Vern texts me, "Who's teaching the class?" And it's like, "Oops." I had forgotten. Of course, I was driving, so I couldn't answer it till we got to Westside, and it was too late to say nobody.
I thought when you were apologizing because I preached in your place.
Yeah, no, that wasn't on me. Yeah, that wasn't on me. So I apologize for that, but y'all made it through without me, with my mess up. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us another beautiful day, a Lord's Day that we have to come and worship Him and to remember Him and to thank Him for everything that He has done for us. And as we continue, Father, in our study in 1 John, just help us, Father, to realize how important His life was to us and the life that He, the eternal life that He has given us. Pray, Father, that you'll forgive us our many sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Any questions on what we have looked at so far in John? Okay. Again, just real quickly, we've looked at the historical part of Jesus, where John is just reminding the people that he's writing to. And, you know, a lot of the books are written to specific people. But this is just an epistle written to anybody and everybody, nobody in particular, to a degree. He does put it to the people who have heard the Gnostic teachers, and that's what he's dealing with. But he's talking about the certainty of our salvation, and so far we've already looked at, and I want you to look at that. You know, it's, you know, when you talk about your certainty of salvation, it's not, well, you know this and you know that, you know, if you've seen this or if you're doing that or whatever. Instead, it's like, well, you could know you're certain of your salvation if you are walking in the light. If you're walking in the light, then you can know of your salvation. If you're abiding in God's love, then you are walking, you have the certainty of your salvation. And today we're going to start off in 1 John 5, that you can tell that you are, that your certainty of your salvation, because you're exercising God's faith. Okay? So it's not something coming to you, it's what you are doing. Okay? It's all active on our part that we are doing and following God's word. Okay? So let's pick up here in 1 John 5. Verses 1 and 2. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. What does it mean that Jesus is the Christ is born of God? Right, he is the one they were looking for.